This is a HeadGum Podcast.
You're listening to Sound Deals with Max Nivan. Part of Incel, the internet selling network.
Well, jingle all the way, hip hip hooray, today's the day that I am introducing this podcast on my own. Welcome to Sound Deals. I am your host, Ivan, of Max and Ivan. Max is unfortunately, well, I'm not sure where he is because he's not been answering my calls or texts or emails. But speaking of emails, I am in the Apple Store right now checking your emails to sounddeals@maxandivan.com. Thank you for emailing through products. And what I'm here to do is to introduce a best of Sound Deals to you. Oh, sorry, one second.
Max! Max!
Hey, oh, hey, hi, hey, hello.
Come here!
Oh.
Hi.
Max!
Hi. Hey, hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Great!
Didn't see you there.
I mean, wow!
Yeah, hi. It's been, haven't seen you since the end of, I suppose, season one.
Well, Sound Deals listeners, you are now joined by both Max and Ivan.
Right. Well, oh, we're hello. Hi. Hi. Hello, everyone. Hi.
Yeah. No, I'm just recording a little best of intro.
Yes.
The Sound Deals producers have asked me to do that. But
oh yes, of course, I got their email. Yeah, absolutely brilliant. Yes. No, we do need.
What
to.
You weren't
anyway
contractually obliged to do it.
Oh no, they just said, you know, it's something to think about doing whilst we're prepping for season two, which is coming up. It wasn't in my contract.
Oh really? I literally have to.
Ah, right. Okay. And which is why you're here.
I'm here.
I see.
But also I love to.
Cool. Great.
How are you doing, man?
Yeah, good actually. Really good.
First question.
Yeah.
Are you okay? Is your phone stolen?
No, it's fine. It's here. Fully charged.
Right.
So I've been. Oh, yeah. No, you did. You sent me. I see what you mean. You sent a couple of. Yeah. No. All good. Look, I've been busy.
Of course you have.
Things have been going. Pretty great.
Amazing.
So
it's great to hear.
I've been prepping lots. You know, my live work and my solo show and stuff. It's a busy time of year in central London.
Of course.
And there's a bit of a rota system going on. If you're a West End external performer,
right?
As I am.
And
my colleagues. So Leicester Square at the moment,
sure,
has been heating up. And basically, there's my piece, which is getting a lot of heat. But there is also there's the older guy who does the football tricks, and there is a group.
Oh yeah, I've seen him. He is quite old, isn't he?
But he's very good. He's good, and
you
also he's not actually that old. He's 19.
Old for a footballer, I guess.
Yeah.
Ish.
Yes. He's just got a weathered face. And then there are some people who basically stand, I'd say, fairly still in Pokemon, homemade Pokemon costumes. So it basically it's.
So you're street performing.
Yeah, the West End external. I'm just sort of out there, keeping things going whilst the producer that's been talking to me about my big tour and everything.
Yeah,
it's been busy. It's been great, and I'll do a show, and then some of those funds go to the guys in the Pokemon outfit. Who kind of sort of run the area,
right,
as a sort of they kind of keep things going, keep things in line.
Sure.
I was just running to the I found that it's quite a good sort of tap of just basically filling up on water and stuff before going back to do another four or five.
That's just round the corner, isn't it? I know that tap.
Yeah, it's pretty good, right?
Yeah, that's a great. You're in central London. You don't expect a tap of drinkable water just to be there.
And it is, and it's free.
And it's
great.
It's brilliant.
Yeah. So I was heading off. I do need to do a few more of those. But I mean, look, we're we're here.
Well, hey, look, whilst you're here, it would just be amazing if, you know, we just shared a couple of minutes together to tell the Sound Deals listeners that, you know, a new series is coming next year very shortly, and that if they wanted, they could email in product suggestions and that our Sound Deals team will go out and find and sell to them.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I mean, you know, I may be off, you know, hitting the showbiz world pretty hard, but I'm going to be back for series two. And series two is going to be made what it is thanks to your incredible Sound Deals. Our team is out there scouring the planet and things have really come alive. Our inbox has been inundated. People have been emailing sounddeals@maxinnovan.com with products that they want to see in the warehouse, and it will be our pleasure to share them with you and Ivan's pleasure to try them out.
Yeah, I'll try every one of them out for 30 solid days. That is a Sound Deals guarantee.
Yeah.
And I will reply to your email as well. That is also a Sound Deals guarantee.
You've got to reply to each?
Yeah, there's actually a script.
Right.
So it looks like it's an out of office.
Right.
But I just want everybody to know, if you email in and it looks like you're getting an automatic out of office,
yeah,
that is, I am typing that.
I mean, presumably you could just copy and paste. Do you have it on a clipboard or do you physically?
No, I've just memorized it.
Right. Do you know how to copy and paste, or is that specifically in
look,
the...
Look, there's a weird contractual thing. They just want to make sure that the Sound Deals listeners
gets the personal touch.
Have that personal touch.
But also with strict corporate messaging, so the wording has to be...
You know, there's a branding thing, and yeah, I don't want to steer away from...
From the
message.
From the message. No,
yeah.
Absolutely not. And that's what you get with Sound Deals. You get corporate quality with a personal flair.
Absolutely. And speaking of personal flair...
These trousers I'm wearing.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, actually.
Yes. Well,
very flair.
Yes, the show is a kind of, it's a journey through dance, really.
Yeah.
Because it's something that tourists can kind of enjoy.
Okay.
You know, I've got a wig that goes with it and stuff.
Mm.
And it's just eye catching, and it's just a bit of fun.
Well, it's a strong look. And I can't wait to see the show itself. I mean, I keep trying to come to see it. I'm just hanging around Leicester Square for ages, but you're never on at the... I don't know if there's a prime time.
Oh, there's a prime time.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
I think I will. I'm in line to be getting that slot pretty soon. Actually.
Congrats.
Today I'm basically it's sort of the prime evening, late. It's basically sort of 3 to 7 a.m.
Four hours.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's quite a long slot. You know,
yeah.
People normally do like 15 minutes.
Yeah. It's prime in terms of how long.
Right. Okay.
How long it is. It's prime time.
Sure.
Late. But yeah, that'll be good.
Well, look, I'll definitely be there. I mean, we've got a bit of time now. I don't know if you fancy just grabbing a cheeky little sandwich together.
Well, look, ordinarily, as you know, I'm pretty busy.
I know you're a very busy boy.
I got a lot on. Look, I may or may not have a call with this producer guy, which could come in at kind of at any min.
Sure, and I really would check that phone of yours.
Really?
It seems to be.
No, I mean, I've got full signal.
It's not working properly.
Yeah, no, the calls and messages they're coming in pretty well,
right.
But I mean, look, it's. Tis the season. It's a festive time. Why don't we stop, take a minute out of our, you know, our go getting busy lives and go for a... In fact, I know, you know, around the corner from the tap place.
Do I?
Yeah, there's a pretty good for sandwiches, and the Italian lady who runs it, she knows me. We've got a kind of a running joke where you know, if there are any that people haven't really taken a shine to, They come my way.
Well, I'd love to joke my way through lunch with you.
Well, it's fairly late, but I guess.
I just haven't eaten since yesterday breakfast. So I guess my next meal in my mind is always lunch.
Is lunch regardless?
Yeah.
Nice. Intermittent fasting.
Something like that, yeah.
Great. Well, whilst we catch up, why don't you guys enjoy the very best of season one of Sound Deals? Have happy holidays, and we'll see you next time, either at the tap, if you guys know where it is. We're not going to give that away, because it's
just around the back from the Apple store.
Fan, please. So, please. Yeah. Or back in whichever location they find for a warehouse for season two.
Merry Christmas.
One and all.
We should probably get into some deals.
Let's do it. We've got deals aplenty, and here's the first.
Thumb Slimmer.
The Thumb Slimmer.
Oh, the Thumb Slimmer. My gosh, my thumbs have never been slimmer.
They are tapered to a fine point, Ivan, and I wasn't sure why, because sometimes when Ivan is testing a product, he'll tell me on day one. Sometimes he likes to keep it a secret and see if I notice anything. And Ivan, I mean, I over the last few days, I have been I've been taken aback by the pointiness of your dainty little thumbs.
Well, thank you. Now, have you ever had the problem, Max, when you're using your phone, mm-hmm. And you just got it in one hand,
yeah,
and you can't quite type with your thumb in the top left corner. If you want to hit that top left corner and you can't quite reach, and then you have to kind of shimmy the phone down your hand,
yeah,
and then click,
yeah.
Or if you've got, you know, that accessibility thing where you just double click a thing and then it comes down on an
iPhone,
but it just doesn't look as good,
yeah,
does it?
No one really uses it, and I think everyone sort of thinks it's a glitch.
It's no longer going to be a problem, because we are selling you the Thumb Slimmer
now. Stop me if I'm going off piste here, Ivan.
Sure.
To my mind, the problem you described would require a thumb lengthener.
Mm.
But the product that you're selling is a thumb slimmer.
Yes.
So
yes.
Just take me through the problem-solving elements here.
Okay, so basically, it's a series. It's a set of injections that kind of disintegrates the bone mass. Really, just softens it up.
Okay,
and then there's a vice.
Right. So are you saying that you've still got the same overall quantity of thumb, but it's just been extended?
Well, it's thinned.
It's thinned.
But by extent of thinning, you're also extending.
Yeah, so you're not losing any thumb...
Oh, no, not at all. Not
weight
at all.
Or mass. It's simply been stretched.
It kind of... Or, no, but...
Pardon me.
Please.
Sorry.
The scientist behind this product did try to stretch it, but that is not what this is. This is a thinner,
yeah.
A
slimmer.
They are slimming and thinning.
Right.
Thinning, yes. The thinner is the injection,
right?
Which thins the bone.
Thins the bone. Mother of God.
And then it allows you to flatten the thumb. And then when you're texting, you can just flop your thumb towards the top left of the screen and you can text as much as you want.
I didn't quite realize. So you have, in fact, I guess I've seen your thumb in its sort of passive state, and I think I'd presume that you still had full kind of prehensile dexterity.
You'd hope
on
so.
that digit, but it's more of a, it's almost a kind of like a non-articulated tail or
yeah. I mean, the way you see those like lizards chuck their tongue at a fly.
Yes.
They do it with it's quite beautiful the way some of these lizards operate.
Yeah.
And
nature's an extraordinary thing.
After a couple of weeks, I've really got the hang of flinging my thumb around.
Sure.
And I can do almost everything that I used to be able to do with a thumb, but with an extra inch of reach.
Incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd love to see it in action.
Okay. Well, look, here I go. I'm just pulling out my phone.
Yeah.
And
almost.
Okay. Oh no, it's just give me a second.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So it's not.
And oh, sorry,
it landed
no,
nailed down, so I it was, didn't actually.
Yeah. No.
It hit the screen. Probably in the right point.
Let me try that again. Didn't. Sorry, 1 second. Okay, no, that I wasn't. I didn't mean to open that up. Sorry. Okay.
Well, you can't necessarily.
Sorry, that's just an email about.
Oh,
that doesn't matter. That's just it's just some lawyers asking about papers to be signed. Unfortunately, I can't sign stuff right now.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I suppose because you can't really hold a.
No.
Would it be possible? And I suppose this would need another because I noticed you've slimmed both your thumbs.
I did. I went in.
Yeah.
I went all out.
You went all in. I was going to suggest, would it not be possible to sort of wrap your long, thin, flat, soft thumb around the pen and then hold it with your other fingers. But I realise you might need to possibly use your mouth or something to...
Yeah. And it is possible. And it's something that I've been working out. Just what can and can't I do with the thumb. And it's been a lot of fun, actually. What I have found interesting is putting a little bit of double-sided sticky tape on the end of my thumb.
Okay.
And then I just fling it at things.
So you're
and that way
gradually
that way I am able to pick things up without actually having to grasp them.
Nice. So if Spider-Man is kind of 10 out of 10 in terms of the potential of that as a as an ability, it's sort of basically a 1 or a 2.
But you know, like Spider-Man, it's
you know, Spider-Man can swing fire webs with accuracy and swing from building to building, but you could probably pick up a pen or
sure, but Spider-Man isn't real, whereas my floppy thumbs are.
Absolutely, your floppy thumbs and the lizards of this world are real and extraordinary. So that's the thumb slimmer.
Yeah, I give the product 2 thumbs. Well, I mean, I guess it's I give it 2 thumbs.
Two dangly thumbs.
2 dangly thumbs from me. Anyway, tell you what else is well worth some amazing deals that we're about to share with our listeners.
Yes, that's right. They are well worth. They truly are well worth.
Yep, they are well worth. And so let's find out how much they are worth now.
And a clarification, we are legally not allowed to use the phrase well worth it, which is why we must reemphasize all of our deals are well worth.
The Art Calculator.
Rejoice, rejoice, for the Art Calculator is here.
Oh, gosh, I can't wait to sell you guys the Art Calculator because I have been calculating my art.
Absolutely, that's what it does. It doesn't just calculate any art, it calculates your art.
Yeah. This is for budding artists out there. I, of course, am one of you. And this will tell you how much your art is worth.
Absolutely. No longer does one have to, either speculate or deal with, you know, Christie's and these Sotheby's, these auctioneers, these brokers. You can go with proof of the value of your art.
Yeah, it's funny you should mention Christie's. This product was designed by a lady called Christie.
Yeah, so in many ways, this is Christie's way of evaluating your art. So you can, with a bit of verbal sleight of hand, say that your art has been valued by Christie's.
Yeah. And it's very simple, the way it works. It's almost like a, let me break it down for you. So, let me pull out the art calculator.
Yeah.
Here it is.
There it is.
Looks kind of like, looks like a phone.
Yeah, it looks very, very similar to a phone.
And it's got a nice... It's actually got a very nice leather-bound case.
Beautiful, yeah.
And what you do is you open up the application
to call a video call.
Right.
And there is one contact. I mean, it's a Christy. Phone. It's Christy. Yeah. Yep. Yep. So.
Oh, it is a phone. Yes, it's simply a phone. Simply a phone.
It is the art calculator, of course.
But basically what, I mean, impractical, just whilst you're breaking it down.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, this all falls within the remit of the art calculator.
It looks like a phone.
Yes.
It acts like a phone.
But the end result is your art will be calculated.
It will.
I'm guessing if you hit that call button, then you'll be calling...
Christy.
Christy, and she will...
And then
It's a video. Call.
It's a video call.
So I'm guessing she'll take a gander at your art.
And then she'll calculate it for you.
Right. Incredible.
Yeah.
What's Christy's background? Does she have a background in the art world?
She doesn't. But what she does have is a lot of time on her hands to look at all of the art.
So she's retired.
She is. Yeah. No, she's a retired school dinner lady. She does also have a lot more time on her hands now that her dear husband passed away.
Okay,
she was a full-time carer for him.
Oh my word.
But now he has passed.
And this really helps fill the time.
And yeah, it does.
She sounds like quite a chatty Cathy.
You'd think so, but she's very short with me at the very least.
So where did you find out all this information about her life?
It's in the manual.
Right. Let me have a look.
Yeah, here it is. It's a manual / autobiography.
Oh God, it's quite sad.
Yeah.
Long career as a dinner lady.
Yes.
Really enjoyed it.
Quite a lot about her husband.
Yeah, sadly made redundant due to budget cuts at the school,
which happens to us all.
Yeah, and she seems quite a lot of resent about that. And lots of lovely stuff about her husband Jeff.
Yes.
Jeff sadly dwindled in later years.
There are a few little hints in this book which will tell you how to up the value of your art.
Oh, right.
Christy really loves yellow daffodils.
Right. Oh, okay.
So if you pop a yellow daffodil in there, that really will up the value of your work.
Yeah. Oh, good. There's a chapter or two on yellow daffodils.
Yeah, there sure are. It is great, though, because she will value anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Value anything as though it were a piece of art.
That's right, yes.
Okie doke. So you've mentioned, I suppose she's said almost all she wants to say about herself in this weighty tome.
Yeah. Oh, and sorry, once the process is done, the valuation is complete, she will then send you a certificate to certify the artwork that's valued, and the art calculator will show that certificate in a text. So right. She'll text you what it's worth, and then you can sell it on eBay or wherever you want.
Incredible. So talk me through the art that you made and your interaction with Christy. I'm fascinated as to how it works. I know that you've been a budding artist for some time.
Yes. Ages.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure there are loads of listeners there with similar artistic aspirations. So take me through it. You've just completed a work.
Yep.
What kind of medium? What subject matter?
Gouache.
Lovely.
Yes. I presume
that was the medium, not the subject matter. You weren't drawing a picture of some gouache in charcoal.
You'd be surprised, Max.
Right.
Because Christy's a picky lady, and she wanted a picture of... apart from valuing your artwork...
She requests.
You can use the art calculator to tell you what art to create as well.
And is that simply phoning up Christy?
That would be calling Christy.
And then asking what...
And then she'll tell you what she would like.
But quite abruptly.
Yes. Yeah. She doesn't have a lot of time for me, but I'm sure she'll have lots of time for our wonderful Sound Deals listeners.
So you phoned up Christy.
Yeah.
And she said...
She said she wanted... a picture of a gouache tube.
Right.
Made using The earth, she said. The earth.
Goodness me.
Yes, yes.
That's it. Quite sort of conceptual or more modernist than I'd imagined.
Well.
Because you've got, on one hand, she likes paintings of yellow daffodils.
Yeah, she really does.
And then
she
on the
really
other
does.
Hand,
she's
after,
will value them highly.
She's after a sort of... A kind of a sculpture of a sculpture of a tube of
no,
paint.
Or no, no, no. That's what I tried to do. I did find some mud out back, and I kind of sculpted what looked to me like a tube, which, you know, then I kind of scrawled on the word gouache on there, and I you know, I used the art calculator to video call Christy,
yeah.
and she said it wasn't. A painting, that was a sculpture, so that was valued at zero.
Oh, so when you say she'll value anything, if it's not a painting, she values it at zero.
Yeah, that is correct.
Right.
She will value any painting. But,
right.
But nothing else.
Well, I mean, she valued your sculpture. Your sculpture?
Yes, at zero.
Yes.
Yeah. She will happily value anything.
But unless
it's a painting, it will be zero.
Comes in at a cold zero.
Yeah.
So you knew that you had to... Double back, use the earth to create a painting.
Yes, and the earth I used. Yes.
I thought there'd be more to that sentence than that, I admit. I thought you were going to say the earth I used was, and then give an example of, you know, the type of earth and how you used it.
Sure. If you want me to go into it.
Please.
I ground up some grass.
Fabulous.
And then I found a sickly bird dropping, which had quite a rich yellow. I ground up some eggshells from this sick bird's nest, and I created a grey kind of paste with a bit of pond water as well, and then unfortunately I didn't have any paper on me, so I did actually end up making my own paper from I pulped a branch, and then I went through a 3-day drying and pressing process.
Almost like a papyrus kind of.
Yes, yeah, that's exactly what I did. And then I painted this gouache tube, and Christy was happy with what I created.
It sounds like an absolutely extraordinary labour of love that you went on.
And she,
how much did she value it at?
£3.94. And so so with that text message confirmation, certificate to confirm the valuation, I put it on eBay, and there it stands, waiting for a bid.
Well, that's extraordinary. So you said she'll post you a certificate as well?
Well, she'll post it via the calculator.
Oh, so it's the text.
It is the text.
It's the text.
Yeah, it's the text.
Okay.
But the great thing about the calculator is that it has a function where you can, I guess you'd call it, you'd be grabbing the screen.
Screen grabs.
Yeah,
screenshot
it, and then you'd have that image to be able to put online to show people that your art has been valued.
Fantastic. What's your next project? To be validated via Christy. Are you going off on something of your own, or are you looking to Christy for more inspiration?
Well, I'm actually going to do a painting of a daffodil.
Okay.
Because I thought, now I know what's going to be valued highly. But unfortunately, Christy does actually want me to... she wants me to... break it down. She wants me to create a deconstructed daffodil using the essence of the ground?
Yeah, I know, no expert, but I mean, the essence of the ground, are you going to be tackling that in a different way? Or
you know what? I'm just going to see what comes to me, because everything I'm doing is not really hitting more than £5 right at the moment.
How many pieces have you made for her?
I've spent 30 days making a piece a day. So a 30 pieces.
Wow.
Of art, which I was hoping to put up on the walls in the warehouse, but I'm not allowed due to contractual reasons.
Yes, no, they have to stay. They've got to stay clear. Well, I mean, for anyone out there who wishes to make £5 from their artwork, and by make, I suppose we do mean be valued at.
Christy is not purchasing the art from you. Obviously, she does have the opportunity to.
She's got first refusal.
Yes, and that is part of the long manual autobiography. It does state that she, if she really does like the art enough to buy it, then she has the opportunity to purchase it at half the price that she has valued it at.
Intrigue. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see it here. Just after, there's quite a few chapters on the caravan holidays that she used to go on.
Yes, to Norfolk.
Yes, indeed, Norfolk. And then another just chapter on just thoughts about Norfolk. And here we go. In small text at the bottom. Half price for her if she likes anything.
Unfortunately, she hasn't wished to purchase any of my artworks yet. But we live in hope.
Well, listen, she sounds like a tough nut to crack. But that's how the art market retains its value. Otherwise, we fall down a NFT rabbit hole of bullshit. So thank you, Christy, for doing God's work and for your very tender caring for Jeff in his final years.
And you can get the art calculator from us, obviously. But also, if you went into a mobile phone shop,
I was going to say.
Yeah. Now, if you just ask for a phone, and then on the art calculator website, there is a phone number.
Right.
Then there's a kind of a way that you can create your own art calculator at home.
Wow! Incredible. And do you just simply pay some money directly to Christy for that number?
Yeah, you just purchase the phone number. Right. Well, actually, what you do is you purchase the access to the website.
Really?
Yes. And the website has the phone number on it, which you then input into your phone.
Incredible. How do you contact Christy to get the information about the website?
There's another phone number. If you want access to her website, then you... There,
you phone up and she'll charge
there's,
you.
There's a phone number. She will take a charge of £17 plus VAT,
just around 20.
Yeah, roughly £20, and then she'll read out the website to you. Then you'll access that website. Then in that website there is a phone number, and then you can video call that phone number to have your art valued.
Yeah, Christy really does seem to be filling her days. The Art Calculator.
Brandbassador.
It's time for Brandbassador, where we're joined by an extra special guest who's vlogging something cool.
We are lucky enough to have a different special guest here in the Sound Deal studio sharing with us a product that is close to their heart. Or that they just have a sort of financial connection to of some kind.
Absolutely. And this week, we're very excited to have in the studio Deborah Frances White, podcaster, guilty feminist, and comedy giant, in that she's taller than me.
She sure is, Ivan. She sure is. It's a world full of giants.
Deborah, hello!
Hello!
Hello, lads. It's a joy to be here.
It is a joy to have you here, not just to see your wonderful face, but also the extraordinary product you are bringing to market this week.
And that product is...
Deep silk.
Deep silk.
Deep silk.
Deep silk is something that I just think, you know, the world needs, the world has lacked. I mean, before Me Too, the idea of deep silk wasn't even a possibility. I mean, you know, and I mean, for obvious reasons. I mean, a van, you've used it. And has, do you feel that it's made you more feminist?
I think so. I mean, to be honest, to begin with...
You don't sound convinced.
I wasn't sure how to use it, and maybe I wasn't using it properly. I basically fashioned like a kaftan out of the product. It was just very heavy fabric. Is that right?
Okay, I don't know that you read the instructions properly.
And we are fabulously lucky to be joined in the Sound Deals warehouse today by stand-up mathematician and theoretical physicist Dara O'Brien.
Thank you very much. Look, you're lucky to have me. This is taking off. And look, it's just been... I didn't expect this to go quite as big, quite as quickly as it has. But, you know... It was meant to be just kind of a side hustle, and then it's just gone big and big and big and big. So, look, thrilled to be here, but so should you be thrilled to have me here.
Oh, we're beyond thrilled. Yeah, you're right. What began as a side hustle has taken over the world, and let's share it with the world right now. It is, of course, the...
Delacer.
Delacer.
Yes, the delacer. Look, all invention is feeding a need, right? Mm-hmm. When Einstein invented space, he was feeding a need.
Yes,
and I fed the need. I fed the need. And it's because for too long, people have relaced, they've unlaced, and they've laced. But no one has delaced.
Joining us in the warehouse today, sharing a very special product, we are thrilled to have stand-up comedian Phil Wang. Welcome, Phil.
Hello, Max. Hello, Van. Thank you so much for having me. So excited to be here.
Thank you so much for joining us. And we are super excited about your product, which is, of course...
The Liability Orange.
Liability Orange. Wow.
If there are some people out there who selfishly can't make the time to read the Liability Orange from cover to cover, is there one take-home message from the series that you think people should walk away with?
My one take-home message would be that the law applies even in the fictional world. And we forget that at our detriment. And I think authors should feel more responsibility to hold their characters to account for their actions. Because just because they're fictional does not mean they aren't liable.
We are thrilled to have with us character comedian and actress Lolly Adefope.
Hi, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
It's wonderful to have you here. And not just you, it's wonderful to have the product which you are selling, which is, of course, the incredible...
Securiton 2.1.
Securiton 2.1.
You haven't quite pronounced that right, I'm afraid.
So sorry.
It's the secure. It's the U has an umlaut.
Oh,
so yeah.
It's a Securiton.
Yeah,
Securiton. Yeah, is it a German product or?
Absolutely not. No, I don't work with German produce or products.
Of course, and we won't delve into that any further. But you've made that very clear, and we of course respect that.
And I asked you not to bring that up.
Yes, apologies. Apologies for that.
We will redact that from the
Thank
podcast.
You.
Yes.
Today, we've got a transatlantic guest. Actor, podcaster, stand-up comedian, improvisateur, James Adomia.
For the listeners at home, we will let them know that you are, of course, selling the...
Dunk Tank Spray.
Yes, yes. You know, for those of us during this last year, this corona crisis, as I like to call it here on this side of the pond, it has been a year of challenges. And what I did is I brought some of my expertise and my experience as a performer, as someone who's out there in the world, to this strange world. What do you think of? You think of springtime fairs. You think of summer fairs. You think of the fall-autumn fair. You think of a wintry, snowy... Look, no
one
ever...
You're going to think of a fair. It's going to be some sort of fair, frankly. if you think of the outside world, you said it, James. It'll be a fair of some description.
Yes, we've got Tom Parry in the studio today. How are you, Tom?
Absolutely delighted to be here. You know, we've been really struggling to push this product. I think Podcasting is the way to go about it.
This is what we're saying. That's our catchphrase here at Sound Deals. Podcasting is the way to go about it.
it's a good catchphrase. Yeah, it's a good catchphrase.
It's very straightforward, and it's what we believe. Podcasting is the way to go about it. And what exactly is the it that we're going about this week? It is, of course,
crumbed linen.
It's crumbled linen.
Crumbed linen, please. And that is a common mistake that a lot of people make, because obviously everyone's used to linen being crumpled, sure. But this is crumbed linen, you see. That's the bold innovation. You like your linen, you're going to love it crumbed.
Lucky enough to have none other than the acclaimed stand-up and podcaster, James Acaster, with us. Hello, James.
Woo!
Absolutely. That is the...
I'm feeling hyped. I'm feeling buzzed here on Sound Deals.
Welcome to the Sound Deals warehouse. It's just so great to have you here in this massive, massive warehouse.
That is the energy we love.
I love it. I never knew you'd have so many different sized boxes, guys. Honestly, in my head, every box is going to be the same size. And I can't believe coming in here...
Far from it.
The range. You've gone up in my estimation immediately just from looking around the warehouse and the boxes.
We think outside the box about the various boxes which we have. We have boxes within boxes. So, in fact, we think inside the box about thinking outside the box.
Absolutely. And let's delve...
Make that your slogan. We think outside the box about thinking inside the box with various boxes. We've got loads of different boxes. We think inside the box about thinking outside the box. Put that... above the warehouse.
It's a catchy slogan.
And it's that level of creativity which brought you here in the first place, James, because we are honoured to have you talking about a rather special product.
Yes, and I tell you what, to reveal that product, let's sing the jingle. I'll sing the main body of the jingle, and I just need you guys to sing the product name at the end. You've heard the jingle before. You know how it goes.
Absolutely, okay, absolutely.
Here we go. Oh, if you're ever feeling low, bring this into your life. It's so good, it'll make you feel nice. Bring this into your life. You need this in your life. You need this in your life. It's so good, it'll make you feel great. And the product is called...
Dog Sealant.
Dog Sealant.
Full disclosure. The guy who I got to write the jingle was under the impression that dog sealant rhyme with life. And not the best guy when it comes to rhymes, but I think you'll agree, he killed the melody.
This week it is none other than the wonderful stand-up Ola Labib, but she is far more than just a wonderful stand-up because she has brought quite a remarkable piece to us today on Sound Deals.
Thunderfelt!
Very exciting. I can't wait to sell this. Are you ready for this?
Oh, we are so ready. We've been delighted to use it. But tell the world why Thunderfelt is the way forward.
If you haven't slept or you suffer from any form of insomnia, Thunderfelt is the product to buy. It's anti-allergic, first of all. And if you have any particular fetishes to wool, this is the product to buy. Maybe fetish was the wrong word.
Hey, listen,
But you know what? It works.
We don't judge here. You can feel any kind of way you like about wool because it's a wonderful woolen product. It's loud, but it's soft. This week, it is none other than stand-up and actor extraordinaire Mae Martin. Mae, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
And you've got a very exciting product that I'm told that you've actually invented.
Yes, and I'm so excited to have the opportunity to publicize it. I've been told by my team not to, so it's just really nice to have a warm audience here.
Well, you've gone against the grain, and we thank you for that, because the product that you are publicizing today is none other than the...
Lumbertone
100A.
Yeah, and it's a catchy name, and it's one that, I'm Canadian.
Absolutely.
Do you know that?
Absolutely. We've done our research. Yes, we are well aware.
Yes, and I'm now based in England. I get homesick a lot, and so I created the Lumbertone A. Sorry, what is it?
The Lumbertone 100A. Today in the Sound Deals warehouse by none other than Jake and Amir. Welcome.
Oh man, thank you for having us.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Hello.
thank you so much for coming to this undisclosed location to discuss a currently undisclosed product, but we're about to disclose it to the world, and oh boy, are we excited that you brought it to us today.
Yes. Nice.
The product is, of course...
string wipers.
Great. Yes, string wipers.
String wipers.
String wipers.
Thank now, we're so excited to not only have you guys here in the warehouse, but to be selling string wipers to the Sound Deals listeners.
Yeah. Now, the world needs string wipers. We just, you know, this is your platform to tell the world why.
Amir, string wipers. Let's tell them what it is.
Yeah, so you know how when you're wiping something, you have to usually use like an entire piece of cloth?
Yeah.
So we kind of minimized that process all the way down to a single string.
About those Sound Deals, which we'll have more for you next.
Uh-oh.
Oh, sorry, what was that?
Is
that the recall?
I think that does mean there have been some recalls. Bit odd.
Never happens. Okay. Well, we'll quickly rattle through those and then off we go.
Yeah.
Off I go.
Oh.
Maxi Mittens.
How maxi is maxi? Roughly the size of a football pitch, and many of you who purchased these plus 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 size mittens were not happy with that fact, and we appreciate that.
Candlestick experience package.
Who doesn't want to be trapped inside a tube and then with their head lit on fire? Most of you.
But as you were correctly complaining, you should be complaining because that was not the candlestick experience, but the candle experience. The candlestick experience is, of course, to be stood up and have some hot wax sort of placed on your head. So apologies for all of those who are hoping for that.
Hair strainer.
Yes, not a straightener, but a strainer. And not the hair on your head, but the animal. Did some typos contribute to the confusion related to this? Yes. Do we have a number of animal charity-related apologies to make? Also, yes.
Sound Deals is created by Max and Ivan. Audio production by Hugh Oleska, produced by Gwyn Rhys-Davies. If you have a product you wish to sell, email sounddeals@maxandivan.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.